The galaxy trembles before the Orwind. Okay, that's overstating it. But people are, you know, apprehensive. 6 months have passed since Plek Dexeter fulfilled his destiny by vanquishing the evil Galactic Emperor, casting him off a precipice within the planet Crusher, where a whack ritual merged him with the ancient Beanocron and transformed them into an astronomical horror with unknown powers. Does that count as vanquishing? Galactic order has crumbled in the Emperor's absence. Planetary alliances dissolve overnight. The value of Kroon fluctuates wildly. New and sinister threats emerge throughout the galaxy. Pardon my Juntawa, but it's a real Juntawa show. On the remote ice world of Corvus, 3 speeder bikes streak across the frozen wasteland toward coordinates extracted from the fragments of an encrypted message. Can our heroes escape mortal danger, locate their missing leader, and unify the galaxy once more? A desperate hope is all they have left on their mission to 666.
Ice monsters is derogatory. They are according to the ice beasts.
What is it? How? Okay. We need to get into one of these caves and outrun these beasts.
Seems like we might be free of them for now.
That is my job. That is my only job. To take you from one place to the other.
Well, Bertie, these caves seem a little narrow. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I've lost some pounds due to depression. I can't fit.
Okay.
She's just reversing and ramming back in the same cave.
Oh. Okay.
All right, you guys head to the cave. Blizzard and I'll take care of these ice monsters.
They're Corvian ice.
We're locked and loaded. We don't have time.
And I'm Nermin.
EJ and Norman have drawn the ice beasts' attention away. So now all we need to do is navigate this highly intricate network of caverns.
How are we going to do that?
C-53, it's really hard to steer these while they're going so fast.
I don't seem to be having a problem.
Yeah, that's because you put your cube into this. You are the speeder right now.
I'm just saying, from inside, they're quite easy to steer.
Okay, yeah, Dar and I are sharing a speeder, and it doesn't maneuver quite the same way.
I'm sorry, is that a dig at me?
No, these are single-person speeders.
Okay, then I can kick you off.
Actually, that's a good point, Dar. Why can't I ride your speeder, C-53? It has a seat there.
You're not riding me. That's not happening. If I let you sit on me, you're going to try to turn the wheel.
I mean, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can't resist.
I love to steer.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, you ready to do this? You ready to rock?
Never been more ready.
Oh, that reminds me. You know what we need to do?
What?
We need a soundtrack. Let me pull out the speaker. And pull. Got a little speeder ride hopping on my speeder. Banana peanut feeder gone on my
own.
This is my
amazing
song, Speeder Rise.
What? I love it.
The soundtrack to our life.
That's exactly what's happening right now. In focus?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Woo!
Boss, let's do this.
It's what we're doing, AJ. We're riding on a speeder.
Speeder riders! Do this!
Kick up the jams!
What?
I don't know.
Siri, you gotta tape the speaker away from the microphone.
No!
They're on top of us!
They're on top of us! We gotta turn up the speed!
You just turned up the volume on the song!
Oh. Maybe that'll help.
It's not...
Listen, I don't want a backseat drive here, but,
C-53, you need to help us get through these caves. I don't know what I'm doing.
All right, fine. These speeders have a rudimentary navigation system, so okay. Let me see if I can take the coordinates we managed to pull from the transmission from C-Sue. Here we go, on a back.
Oh, thank Rod. Okay, what do we do?
Okay, this is going to be a little tricky. Take the first right here, right, and then you're going to merge.
What do you mean merge? There's no lanes.
Merge!
Merge onto what?
Merge onto Ice Canyon Boulevard.
Ice Canyon Boulevard?
Right, okay.
Beautiful merge.
And now you're going to take a slight left. Slight left. Okay, into Crystal Avenue. There you go.
That can't be what these are called.
Okay, now it's a sharp left.
What?
Rerouting.
Yeah, now we're on a real map quest.
All right, hold the steering wheel.
No, I
can't. All right, gonna lean back behind us and
what?
Start to shoot.
No, don't let go of the wheel. I can't.
3, 2, 1, let's do it. You gotta keep it steady, buddy.
Out of power steering.
Okay,
we're scraping.
We don't need to be up against the wall like that, bro.
We're bouncing.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
No, it's cooler if you kept it straight. Lock and load, and keep it on the road.
There's no road!
That was great. I think we got one. We need a little more firepower. Take the butt gun.
Can I... What if you take the butt gun? I'll take the...
The other one's a little too big for you.
No, I don't... Okay.
Butt gun's got...
I'll risk it.
It's
I don't
clean.
Know if I...
It's clean.
How could it be clean?
It's clean.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah! Lizard be shooting!
Wow, it's just like, eventually none of the crew are going to know my name.
Lock and learn, baby!
Oh, okay, this is getting better.
Oh, got a little desiccant on that.
Oh, come on!
Alright, this is it.
Whoa.
Wow, this is a really intricate hideout. I mean, I guess she was here for almost a year.
Yeah,
wow, look at all these ice chairs.
Well, is there an ice chaise lounge?
Ooh.
Where is everybody?
Welcome home, Sisu.
Oh, is that an ice AI assistant?
I am Ice Lexa. How may I help you?
Ice Lexa?
Ice Lexa, play Speeder Ride.
No.
Yeah.
Now
play Speeder
Ride. No. AJ, come on. Okay, please. All right. Ice Lexa, pause.
Ice Lexa pausing.
Okay.
It announces that it's pausing.
Wow, you think it could just pause.
Listen. Ice Lexa pausing.
Still, wow.
I mean, it's made of ice. It's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
C-53, are there any life forms at all in this cave?
I'm not sensing any.
We're dead?
Who are you, AJ?
Yeah, wait, are we dead?
Oh no.
Besides us.
And we live here.
No, that's...
Yeah, we live here now.
No. Why would we do that?
Nermit.
Yeah.
You're cold-blooded, right?
Yeah.
Does your brain slow down when it's cold?
Huh?
I feel like Nermit and I have really been vibing on this mission.
Nermit, you're a loose cannon in the field.
Huh?
Never mind. Listen, guys, I don't think Sisu is here.
Dar, what are you checking out over there?
Oh, just reading a little something.
Is that like...
It's a diary. It's a diary, okay? It's a diary.
Oh, okay.
Well, how recent are the entries?
Up until about 11 minutes ago.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's very recent.
Wait. Don't worry, everybody. I'll fight Sisu, because I've got one of these.
What is that?
Keychain?
Tracking fob.
What's a tracking fob?
It's a fob.
What is it tracking?
Helps track people. You guys didn't have tracking fobs?
No,
why would we have...
It's like a thing. Tracking Sisu.
Wait, AJ, how... Don't you have to have something paired with the fob to...
It's just a thing that beeps and you like, hey, whoever you want to find, you get a tracking fob and they...
How does that work?
What do you mean, whoa?
What the fob are you talking about?
Whoever you want to find?
I don't know. I don't know the technology. No. I just... Do you see, it's like... It's beeping more when I put my arm out.
How would the fob know where she is?
It knows, robot man, it knows.
No one knows where Sisu was.
Look, we had to decrypt a message for months. Where is Sisu?
Also, how has she been dating while in hiding in this ice cave?
Good question.
Watch the fob.
I mean, it is tracking something.
Look what happens when I go near this giant staircase. Follow me up the staircase. Hey. There's Bargy.
Hi, guys.
Wait, Bargy? How did you get here?
I told you I would fit.
Whoa!
Now I'm just Josh in the IJ fool room.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't. I'm too big. Also, I have the coordinates.
Yeah, now that makes sense.
Yeah. Took you guys a while. Why didn't you just let me drop you off close?
I mean, in retrospect, Bargy, yes, that was a good idea. It's just, we had these speeders. We were real excited about using them.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. Maybe it's not tracking Sisu at all. Maybe it's tracking Baby Dar.
The baby is not named Baby Dar.
Who is Baby Dar?
What is a Baby Dar?
Well, it's a baby of Dar's species.
But Dar is in the name of Dar's species.
Right, but I'm just saying that like the baby is... It's like Baby Dar.
The baby's name is Horse Hat.
Right, so, okay.
Baby Horse Hat.
Oh, Baby Ho-Ha.
Baby Ho-Ha. I approve.
I would die for Baby Ho-Ha.
Okay, all right.
Hey! Can I get some more ice out there?
What? Why?
I'm making a special drink. An old salty grandma. For Sisu.
Wait, Sisu's on the ship?
Oh, you're making an old salty grandma?
Yeah.
What is that?
You never had an old salty grandma?
No!
They're very good.
What's in it? Wait, no. Oh, Sisu's
on the ship!
Yeah. She's been dating. Did you know that?
We did figure that out.
Wow, she's great. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Wait, how did you... This is the person we've been looking for this whole time.
Oh.
The fob doesn't lie.
Where did you get it?
I don't know how it works or where it came from, but the fob don't lie.
What is
Did we technically rescue Sisu? We did, right?
I mean, we came to the planet and she's now on the ship, so yeah.
So technically, Bargy rescued Sisu.
But we had the speeders.
Yeah, thank you for that. Sometimes you need other people to acknowledge what you've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, Bargy.
What about the speeders, though?
That was so amazing.
I mean, the speeders were great. So cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Sorry, hi.
Hello, Sisu Gundu.
Sisu, it's great to see you again.
You look so good.
AJ.
Oh, thank you. Hey, being in an ice planet does wonders for your skin. that was very loud. That
All
was
right.
very loud.
AJ. That's, yeah.
Wow.
She's pretty, don't we?
AJ, get down on the ground.
What? Okay.
Okay. Now, if you excuse me, I have to go use the crapper.
Wow. Absolutely, right this way. very blunt.
What's her style?
Is a crapper like a brand of a cryo freeze wand or something? Or
no, it's a toilet.
Oh yeah.
She's pretty, right? Do we all agree that she? I don't know. It's weird. I have like a weird, like.
Oh.
Right. AJ, you know, your attraction to Sisu sort of makes sense. Yeah. You're.
Great, and so is she?
No.
You're a clone from Rolfus Tittle.
You're a clone of Rolfus Tittle.
I don't know about that.
We do know about that.
Your DNA comes from Sisu's ex-husband.
Okay, they all come from somewhere.
AJ, maybe we should clarify something. Can you take off your helmet real quick?
Okay.
All right, look in this mirror. Mm-hmm. Look at this picture of Rolfus Tittle.
You took a picture of the mirror?
No. If I took a picture of the mirror, I would take a picture of myself.
Oh, it's 189. Yes, that's who it is. 18995.
No, this is a picture of Rolfus Tittle.
AJ, you might say that Rolfus Tittle is zero.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Oh no.
Baby ho ho.
Horse hat. I got it.
Okay.
I'm gonna. Can you, somebody lift? I want to rock horse hat.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we'll count it as me rocking. Okay.
I guess.
Guys, what if Sisu and I had a kid?
I don't
you
think that's
don't
possible.
Have genitals.
I mean, right, yeah. But, like, what if I, like, butted? Like, I...
Butted?
You know, like, butted and there was a kid.
Oh, okay, wait, let's see where this goes. Explain
say this.
Yeah, so, like, what if I, like, butted?
Like a flower.
Like a flower, and there's a little bud on, like, the side of my neck, and it just sort of grew and grew. It was, like, the kid of me and Sisu, you know?
That was one of my movies.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, it was called Air Bud.
Oh, yeah.
It's a spaceship buds, yeah.
Because, it's about a spaceship.
Who did you bud off of?
A big ship?
A dog.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
CGI, or was there a dog that
big?
Yeah,
it was a real dog. It was
a dog that big?
There's no rule that says a dog can't bud a spaceship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A talented dog died shortly after.
Oh, no.
Not because of the movie, but because he had an alcoholic problem.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Also dust.
Also
pills.
Oh.
Also kind of racist.
Really? That's
too bad.
This is a real roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, don't worry about me and Sisu. I'll be chill. I feel like I'm pretty, pretty kind of the best
you
at like, being like
chill
you.
At all.
Yeah, right.
I'm kind of the best at keeping low key. And plus, like, Dar's.
Okay, I'm back.
Hey, Jim, put your helmet back on.
I am refreshed. I just want to give my appreciation for finding me.
I didn't know
if anyone was going to come, if anybody got our signal.
Yeah, we got your message.
Now, don't think I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't just waiting here like a damsel in distress.
I have been working hard,
boots on the ice, every single day.
Sure, yeah.
I've created street names, a highway system. And I've been working with the locals here. I created a colony of monsters, a democracy. It's thriving. Right now, they have an amazing economy.
Those
you're talking
monsters,
about the ice beasts,
the Corvian ice beasts.
Yeah, the Corvian ice beasts.
You mean they're not feral murderers?
No, they're amazing businessmen. Their acumen is precise.
If they were chasing you, say what would the reason be?
Oh, they'd only chase you if you drop something, or if you didn't go through customs, or if you're driving a speeder without a permit.
Okay.
Or sometimes they just pat you on your back and congratulate you for doing a good job. We've had a lot of chases.
Sisu, I just want to say it's great to have you back. You know, we need you now more than ever, honestly.
I remember your name. I remember your name.
Yeah,
we've met before, right?
Yeah.
I never forget a face.
Okay.
But it sort of seems like you forgot the name.
I never forget the name.
You might remember we as a crew went to the dumps and rescued Rolfus from the...
Don't say that name. If I ever see his face again, I don't even know what I'll do.
AJ, no!
This is the way.
It's really not.
Feels like the way.
Fine.
You know, he's probably still alive somewhere out there.
Maybe somebody who has his face.
AJ.
And a flat plank where his genitals should be.
AJ.
What? Still around.
AJ.
It's probably with some young piece.
Maybe. What am I doing?
AJ, I want you to take baby ho-ha. Here you go.
Okay, let's go. Oh, look how cute. Oh. All right, I'll get down on the ground. I don't know how this... Okay, fine.
Well, Sisu... I mean, the galaxy's in kind of a very precarious place right now.
We were so happy to get your message and hear that you're alive because...
Frankly, it got real, real jucked up recently.
Tell me everything. Also, Plek.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
I thought she was bluffing, yeah. But she got it.
No.
She
really got it.
What's his last name?
Nurbit. Why would you do that to her?
Plek Dick Setter.
Very close. Very close.
Oh, no, you got it, Sisu. That's perfect. No, that's his name.
All right.
I never forget.
Well, thank you. You know, Sisu, things have gotten real, real crazy. There was an emperor that, as you know,
yes,
Emperor Ballweed ruled with an iron fist for months until our team sort of took him down.
Oh, good for you. Give yourselves a little clap.
Yes,
thank you.
I will say he sort of merged with the Beanacron and kind of became, I don't even know how you'd, a celestial entity.
Well, the mass of a planet crusher collapsed inward, so there's a lot.
Right. We call it the All Wheat.
It's sort of like a mystical black hole.
Yeah.
It's like if an eclipse was mean.
That's fair.
Kind of be like if an orange was really big and kept screaming all the time.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Imagine like a bloody eye socket, but in a completely dark room.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's
kind of like when you make a movie, okay? And instead of there being actors, they just hire rocks.
Sure.
Right?
I mean, emotionally, yeah. That's exactly what they always is like. Okay.
Insulted you.
Thank you, AJ.
Well, actually, you know, it'd probably be easier if we just showed you this report.
Right.
Welcome back to a panel of 1,000 voices. Tonight, once again, all eyes are on the Zeke Squadron because of that big fiery thing in the sky. What does it do is the question of the day. First up, Jack McPherson.
I have to say that I'm for the all-wheat. I think that it's really driven a discussion.
Heinfen Pfeiffen from Smackle News.
I have to say that I am against the all-wheat. Why do they keep consuming matter that comes close to its surface?
Gerp from Gerp Tribune.
I have to say that I'm pro all-wheat. It's a change maker, and I like that. I'm Gerp.
Yes Noah from Yes No News.
No!
Little Bill from the Mana Middle School Courier.
I'm Little Bill. I'm terminally ill. The all wheat is gonna kill us all.
Pervert from Pervert Valley City News.
I don't know why we have to keep talking about it. Why can't we just stare at it for a while?
Juntawa. Juntawa, Juntawa, Juntawa.
Well, pro-all-wheat, anti-all-wheat. I think we can all agree the all-wheat is exciting.
I don't know if that report actually cleared up anything about the all-wheat.
Yeah, no, that was not very helpful.
Maybe a bit less clear.
Okay, so what it sounds like is everything's gone to shit since I've been gone.
Yep.
Yeah, in addition to the mystery of the all-wheat, the absence of Emperor Nurbit Bundeloy has created a massive power vacuum throughout the galaxy. Governments have no idea who to report to, and the most popular show on television is it just takes place inside the digestive tract of a Zelna.
What? It's,
yeah, things are the wheels are coming off.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Well, I have to do something. Gang, I have good news.
Oh.
I have returned.
Yeah.
And I, Sisu Gundu, am going to make sure that everything goes back to being pristine perfect.
Yes.
The fabric of society must be mended.
This is rousing. Is she coming up with this on the spot?
This is no longer a monarchy. This is no longer a federated alliance. This is no longer a rebellion. This is the future.
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
Now, I'm prepared. I am ready, and I know exactly what to do to get this universe back on track.
Yes.
And you, my beloved crew, are going to help me.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Yes, we are honored.
I have a plan to reunite the galaxy, and we're going to start right here in the Zix Quadrant.
Yes.
Sound perfect.
Great.
Or as I like to call it, the butt end of a space.
Yeah, wow, that does get his like
classy.
Yeah, I've heard it called the ass end of space, but the butt end of a space.
It's nice.
You know, it feels good to work for someone who has a vision.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a plan.
I know, the Zimas were, like, fun, but whoo-wee.
I don't even know if I'd call them fun.
Now let me go around the room and tell you what you're gonna be doing.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah.
You, C-53, I know your name.
Wow.
I would like you to be my protocol in diplomatic relations droid.
Sisu, I would be honored to accept.
Right.
Yeah. Nermit, okay. Bundle, like, look me in the eye.
Yeah.
Look me straight in the eye. Are you looking at me? Are you there? Is the intensity there?
I'm getting up on the table, looking you straight in. Okay.
As I'm building my team, you are going to be my temporary emergency emissarial negotiations missions operations manager.
Oh, Sisu, I would be absolutely honored at your service.
Really? You're a team mom.
Flatten out the shirt. What?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
What do you mean? A team... Oh.
Yeah, that shortens right down.
Well, no, your parents are going to be so proud of you, Team Mom.
No, they...
Bargee! I know you've gone through struggle from top to bottom. You are going to be the ship.
Wow. Wow, okay, you know what?
I didn't see that coming.
I've been trying to find myself for a while, and I guess I'm a ship. I have an announcement to make. I'm not an actor anymore.
What?
I've given up on acting.
Oh, Bargee.
Bargee,
it's caused me only pain.
No, you're so... Well, yeah, I mean, that's true.
Self-aware. Now, I'm not leaving the biz, I'll tell you that. I'm just going to work in development now.
Bargee, I think this is a real positive step.
You'd be behind the scene, not so much in front.
Dope.
You know, it's a good choice.
Yeah.
AJ, you are my security officer.
All right!
Okay.
You got it. It's lock and load.
Dar.
Oh.
You exude confidence.
Yeah.
You exude power.
Yeah.
You seem to always know what it is that you want, and you go for it. Mm. So there is nobody better here in this ship that I can think of than you to be the captain.
I'm sorry, what?
12?
Hey, yeah, great.
Wow. Dar, congratulations.
Yeah,
Dar.
Well, Captain Dar.
Captain Dar.
Thank you, Captain Dar. Sisu, I will not disappoint. I'm so honored.
Wow, we've never had a captain.
Yeah, that's true.
Captain Dar.
Great, I think that's it.
We've all got jobs.
Yeah, what a great crew.
This is amazing.
Wow. Wait, what about Papa?
Oh, right, Plek. Plek needs a job.
Right.
Oh, right, Plek.
Yeah, sure.
Plek, of course.
Yeah.
No one here doesn't have a job.
Cool. Yeah, great. Just any whatever.
I will figure it out later. But until then, you have fun. Yeah. I want you to focus on having fun. You took down the Emperor. Okay?
Yeah,
you don't have a purpose anymore.
Well, I mean,
your destiny's been fulfilled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like your whole thing. It's
your story is complete. You've sacrificed so much.
Yeah.
Plek.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you got fired.
What?
I think you got fired.
Hey, C-53.
Yeah?
Were you surprised that Bargee's still the ship?
No. AJ, were you cool? You also were thinking it would be the ship.
Hey, honestly, I'm surprised.
Okay.
I've jumped it up a lot as a ship.
So, Sisu Gundu, what's your title? What's your
position? My title is Sisu Gundu.
Yeah. No, that's...
Former rebellion leader.
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
Current mother, pretty sure.
Yes.
And future savior of all quadrants.
Wow. An F-sack.
What? What is
future
an
savior?
F-sack?
Not everything is an acronym.
That one we can say out.
Yeah. Why is Teen Mom an acronym?
Because it works.
Mom. It works.
Well, Teen Mom.
Also, of all quadrants, it would be F-soup.
Why don't we let the lady talk? Why can't we just let the lady talk?
All right, AJ. Why are you standing so close to her?
Yeah.
And now step one, Captain Dar.
That's me, Captain Dar.
I'm giving you this chip, okay?
Thank you. What do I do with it?
Wait,
I'm a captain. I'll figure it out.
Great, okay, Nermit, we're going back to my HQ.
Whoa, where's that?
Wait, you have an HQ?
Yeah,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Where you guys pick me up.
What?
Wait,
no,
what?
we rescued you.
Rescued
I thought you were in exile on an ice
planet. No, you just put me on a ship for a hot sec. I'm gonna go back. Renovated. It is beautiful there. Also, I have a whole staff of those ice monsters. They're the cutest.
That was your
staff?
Yeah, they work 24/7.
Okay. Some of them told us they were leaving.
Oh.
Yeah, don't look for them.
I hope they're going somewhere warm.
Great, yeah.
Was it Dale?
Dale's
been speaking about a vacation for a while.
Big guy Claus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was Dale.
Yeah, six kids, mortgage, beautiful life.
Oh,
what a sweetheart.
Yeah, that, yep.
Yeah, he makes
Dale.
The cookies you would kill for. You would kill him to get that recipe. I've tried to.
Would.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, whoops.
Right. All right, Bar GQ, my exit theme song.
Let's get this looped up.
Wow, that's fun.
This is good.
Wow. Bye, Miss Gundu. You're soulful. You're very soulful.
That's a weird choice.
Why is AJ's arms are just at 45 degrees? What is that? What is he?
He's not holding it.
What is he? Yes.
Nermit.
Yes.
Nermit.
Yes.
Before you go.
Yeah.
I want to give you this. It's your heat rock. I know your brain doesn't work down there if you're cold.
Oh, that's such a good point.
It's
totally
really
went limp.
You would be so dumb if you didn't have this.
Thank you.
I'm looking out for you, bud.
All right, Nermit, let's go.
No, guys, I'm going to HQ. Actually, Sisu, I'm right behind you, okay?
All right.
I'll catch up. Dar, horse hat. I promised a co-parent, so I want to know, is it okay that I leave with Sisu?
Oh, we'll figure it out. You've been called to HQ, just as I've been called to Captain, and...
Right, Captain
honestly,
Dar,
honestly, Hoha may not be able to talk yet, but is completely self-sufficient.
Okay, horse hat, I love you. I'll always be sort of maybe your...
Okay, that's a big hug. Okay, horse hat, let me go. Okay.
His eyes are popping out of his head.
Oh, boy, wow. He looks like one of those stress-squeezy dolls.
Well, Nermit, looks like we both had to say goodbye to special people today.
Oh.
You talking about Dale?
You shot Dale between the eyes.
Captain.
Dark.
Captain.
You're,
captain.
You're
captain.
You're not going to have to say captain that much.
When I introduce myself, captain.
I guess that's captain. Probably the only time you'll say
captain.
Okay, I'm going to need you to turn away from the mirror, Dar.
Okay. Just captain.
Dar, you seem kind of stressed.
She handed me the chip, and now I'm like, what do I do with it?
Dar. I've been a protocol and diplomatic relations officer for quite some time. I can confidently say...
The answer's inside of me, and I should just figure it out.
No.
Yeah, Papa, how did you do it when you were captain?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
But what I did do was...
No one had a leadership position.
Yep.
Until now.
Yeah,
because now I'm captain, okay. And I'm in charge.
Okay.
I'm the captain now.
Papa, you'll always be the captain of my life.
Thank you.
The captain of your life.
Well, just like, I was trying to make him feel better.
Okay.
He got fired. What
you
am I supposed to do?
You don't have to make me feel better, by the way.
I mean, nobody likes being let go.
Okay, you know what? Listen, I fulfilled my destiny. I took down the whack emperor of the galaxy. I deserve a little bit of a break.
Have you heard from the Zemus at all?
Yeah, I think we're all taking a break. You know, kicking back.
All the Zemus are
freshness
taking a break.
The space has been balanced. I think we all deserve a hack and a cigarillo, you know?
You not coming?
On the mission?
Yeah.
No. I got Flappy Garfon fired up here. What would I do out there?
I mean, I guess the same thing you did before, which is still... I guess I don't really know.
Yeah. Who's gonna dither around?
Buck, let me give you some advice.
Yeah. Yep, what is it,
As a
Margie?
Ship. Hi, guys, I'm a ship now. The ship.
Yeah, that's great. It's great to have you, Margie.
That was a twist, in my opinion.
This way of thinking is correct.
Oh.
Let go of everything in the past. Let go of any relationships you've had. Nothing means anything, because at the end of the day, there's a light at the end of a tunnel that's coming faster and faster towards you.
Yeah.
So you go crazy. You do every drug you've ever wanted. Break every single law.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Margie, are you okay?
And you snap a neck.
Margie, are you doing all right?
I'm fine.
Yeah, because you're kind of not doing your job either.
I'm doing well.
Oh,
thank Rod. Okay.
Captain Dar, I have an incoming transmission from Temporary Emergency Emissarial Negotiations Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Bundeloy.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey.
You have to give us the mission now. I can't wait. I can't wait any longer. I can't sit here thinking, what could it be? What could it be?
Okay,
what,
no, Dar, you're going to be a great captain. It's going to be fine. It's going
to
be fine.
Well, I don't have a great example to live up to here, so.
True.
Okay.
Fair.
I'm right here.
But you weren't the captain.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there was not an example.
How's it going?
Yeah, you staying warm in there?
Yeah, I appreciate the heat rock. And check this out.
Yeah, that looks like a real office.
I know, right? And guys, do you see behind me?
Whoa.
Look at all these sentients here.
Wow.
Look at all these people. Like Sisu said, the Corvian Ice Beasts are great. A lot of them work here.
Knock, knock.
Hey.
Hey, dear. So happy to have you part of the crew.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, there's still some leftover cookies from Dale's recipe out in the kitchen. You should try some. They're real tasty.
Yeah, I'm good.
Speaking of Dale, have you seen him around? We're doing a b-ball game after work today.
You know, Dale,
you would be great on the team. You look like you got a lot of sputs up.
Thank you. Dale,
is that the one with Dale's?
I've heard Dale is often just like, you never know where Dale is.
Right? I think you usually always know where Dale is.
Dale could be.
How would you know what Dale does if you just got
for the frickin'
I know, just fly better.
Well, I guess if Dale ain't here, it's a pretty sad day, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, you're fitting in right away.
Deeply sad. Anyway, I have your mission.
Great.
Yes.
The chip that FSAC Gundu gave you.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing FSAC?
Keep those words out of your mouth when you're talking about Mrs. Gundu.
Okay, jeez.
Keep them out of your mouth.
Quit shaking the camera.
He's on our side.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you remember me? I'm Nermit. So the chip that Sisu Gundu gave you contains a message announcing her intention to unify the galaxy. It needs to be brought to Tenethius 4.
Okay. Tenethius 4, of course, the hub of one of the intergalactic broadcasting networks.
Right. You need to get the chip into the transmission port of the tower on Tenethius 4 to broadcast this message of unity to everyone.
Yes. Great. Well, perfect. So good. I say we blaze ahead.
We'll go there.
Just blaze.
We will crash in there and stomp around and get answers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tenethius 4 is honestly a very kind of orderly, laid-back society. It should be kind of straight up.
Yeah, Captain, I think we'll probably have a pretty easy time of it. It's a well-run planet.
Wait, so is this a mission that we actually might, like, do?
Yeah.
Darn. This is the perfect mission to start with.
We're in the shit now! We are in the shit now, people!
This is Jake!
Wow.
Two bands on your left.
My feet are on my face. My face is on my feet. My feet are on my face. My face is on my feet.
Oh my God.
We don't like it. We don't like it.
My face has a tinier face. It has a smaller face.
They're all like mutants or something.
I am just a fortune. Fortune!
Hey, let's burn down that building.
I'm a toe with feet. What the
heck happened
here?
I thought you said this planet was calm.
It was.
You lied.
All of the most recent information I had about Tenethius 4 implied that everything was fine.
How recent?
Well, about 8 months ago. Okay, downloading the most recent updates. Looks like immediately after the Emperor disappeared, there were 7 simultaneous revolutions.
Oh,
what about the toes with feet, though? Yeah, that doesn't explain the toes with feet.
Okay, so it looks like a bunch of rebel factions interrupted the power generation just by knocking a bunch of radioactive isotopes into their water supply. I think that maybe explains a little bit of what's going on.
I guess the side of my face that's worse!
That's just one side of a face.
It's just the bad side of a face.
Oh, bad
profile. But how would we know, you know? Like, how would we know if she's just one side?
Trust me, it's the worst side.
You can tell. I'm taking them out.
I'm just an opinion.
Hey, Bargy.
Yeah?
What if you and I made, like, a web series, you know? Like, you and me on the ship? Plek and Bargy.
Oh, Bargy sweet and Plek. Plek, I appreciate your pitch, but that's not what I'm looking for right now.
Oh. Okay, that's
but
cool.
Give me 7 pitches. Give me some idea. Oh. I'm interested in you.
Okay.
I want you.
Okay. What about a docuseries on the...
Wow, I fell asleep. I'm asleep now.
Okay.
I'm asleep. Plek, what is your story? What is Plek's story?
Oh, okay.
What is it about you that makes you different, you know?
Well, I was the chosen one of the space, and I brought balance to the galaxy.
I heard that
by
pitch
defeating
last
the...
week.
What?
I heard that pitch last week.
That wasn't a pitch. It was something that happened to me. I did it.
Next.
Okay.
We found shelter. They won't find... Oh, no, they found us. They found us. They found us. And this one's so scary.
It's a big old Garfon.
It's the biggest Garfon I've ever seen.
Shoot!
Really fast.
Shaking his wings in a provocative way.
Shoot!
Let's lock and load.
EJ.
I'm blessed.
You're out of ammo.
I can only lock. And honestly, I'm too scared. My butt got I'm sort of clenched up. Dar, I'm clenched up.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm clenched right now.
Oh, boy.
Dar, we can see the tower, but it's like, how are we going to get there?
And once we get there, the tower doesn't have any power.
The power's got no tower?
Wait. No, the tower has no power.
That's what I said.
No, it is not what you said.
I'm almost positive I said the power has no tower.
Well, that's what you just said.
But that's incorrect.
What? That's what I'm saying.
Get away! Listen, Captain Dart, if you can find some way to get that chip in there, I'm sure we can restore power long enough to broadcast the message.
Watch out, legs coming through.
Yes.
Legs, just a leg.
A single leg. What would Papa do in this moment right now?
Well... No, I mean, like, probably do something embarrassing.
Oh, sure. Okay, so what? We gotta all think like Fleck. All right, we're flecking it up.
Okay, so, like this?
The
space.
Oh, you look weird. You look weird. Wow, what are you? It's weird that it's just a bunch of legs walking around.
Why is that weird?
Well, because legs...
I'm channeling Papa right now.
Do you look at your own legs in the mirror and say that?
No.
Why do you have such a weird, nasty thing growing on the top of your legs?
Captain Dar, this army is shit-high. You gotta be careful.
Help!
Because this feels really Papa right now.
Yeah, it's true. That might be an important lesson here for Dar.
All right, Bargy, next question.
All right.
Your ex...
Oh, which one, though?
Well, it doesn't say. It's just a... It's
okay, but it really depends.
No, it's just a quiz, though. Okay, I guess your most recent ex.
Oh, Gail.
Sure, Gail. Okay, your ex...
Gail.
Okay, has posted something nasty online, and you're pretty sure it's about you.
Did they do this right now?
No. It's a hypothetical, Bargy.
I block them, but I can unblock them.
Bargy, it's a
hypothetical. I'm willing to open the Pandora's box again.
Bargy, I'm trying to do a They Teen quiz with you to see.
Did they follow? Wow, okay. Really? I knew it.
I'm just going to put C. Next question. Who is...
Ooh, which one?
Oh, no. The army of legs has Dart trapped in that old turbine.
I'm trying not to understand you. Ow!
Wow. Go, Captain, go! Man, those legs are fast. You wouldn't think that things that were just legs would be fast.
Just running in circles.
Good strategy.
In that old turbine.
Yeah.
Dar! More insensitive observations on their culture.
Okay,
what did you call my leg?
I'm running in circles because it feels kind of, something like Fleck would do.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
Oh, I see what's happening. Dar's going to run around enough times that they just, like, wear down to the little nubs.
No. They're inside a turbine, all right? And if enough legs are pushing against the turbine, they're going to generate power.
Oh, wow, the turbine's starting to move, Mr. Robot Man.
See?
Now the power is starting to have some tower.
Oh, great.
And by great, I mean cringy and awful.
Darn, throw me the chip.
Here you go.
Oh, you caught the chip.
Yeah.
And then if Pop were here, he'd like instantly drop it and break it. So you should probably do that.
No, I am going to put this in the tower.
Oh, okay.
Broadcast.
Dip that chip.
I reckon I'm gonna leave it in.
I mean,
See?
Oh, wow, look, it's all lighting up. The chip has been dipped. Let's go home, everyone. We did it.
I'm a fingernail with fingers.
This planet confuses me.
Did someone say intestines?
Nobody did it.
Snap.
Open up for a sec. No, it's just one more bite, okay? One more bite. Good. Not too bad, right?
Close it up, Marge.
What? Marge, go!
Okay.
There's an intestine that's creeping towards us. Get out of here.
Oh, wow. I've worked with one of those once. They smell weird.
Yeah.
Real weird.
Real weird. And they like to slap.
Oh, my judging rod.
How'd the mission go?
Well, it miraculously all worked out.
Yeah.
Here, you can take a lesson for yourself.
Universe of space.
Wow, really going for it.
Don't be surprised, it is I, Sisu Gundu. I was not dead, I was alive the whole time. And yes, my face looks amazing.
It doesn't.
I alone can pick up the pieces of this broken galaxy and put it all back together like a beautiful vase. I say vase.
It's the voice and the cadence that gets
Plus the shoulder pads. It's really working.
Dancing.
Now, I want to show you how tight I am.
Okay, I'll just turn it off for now.
Wow, very tight.
Wow, nice job, guys. Yeah, darn. Well. First mission as a captain, you nailed it.
Hey, C, do you want to just, like, go... Yeah. Can we have an aside, but where we, like, relax and don't talk?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Good job out there, guys.
Yeah.
Looks like you nailed it.
Plek, it's so hard.
Really?
It's so hard. Being captain, there's just too much. There's too much being captain.
I mean...
You would have crumpled under this pressure.
Yeah.
I need you down there with us.
No, darn, I'm retired. After you save the galaxy, what, you're going to go back to putting chips in slots? No.
But the thing is, if you're not down there being, you know, you, then I'm you. I'm you.
Yeah, sounds great. See,
I become you. I become you. And I need you down there to be you so that I can be me. You know what I'm saying? Let me be me and let you do you, but you have to do it with me because me as Plek is...
Yeah. No, I get that. All right. Yeah, I can come on the next mission, Captain. Whatever you want.
That's what I want.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, you did accomplish the mission, Dar. You did what you were supposed to do.
Thanks, Plek.
I got to level 18. Guess I'm just kind of captain my own life right now, you know? All right, see you later.
IT5, credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Plek Deck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Captain Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barji the Ship and Sisu Gundu were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Temporary Emergency Emissary on the Teen Mom, Nurit Bundeloy, was played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Special thanks to our Brooklyn Podcast Festival audience for chanting Army of Legs. This episode was edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York. New Season 4 music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Fame's Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Additional music by Shane O'Connell. Opening call narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goitz. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Hey, you've reached Dr. Game Show. Leave your message after the beep.
Dr. Game Show is my favorite podcast and the only podcast my parents let me listen to because I'm 12, but even old people love this show. Basically, you call in, play games, and have fun. If you win a game, a baby will send you a magnet in the mail. I have so many magnets and put them all over my locker, and pretty much everyone at school is jealous because they are very cool custom magnets, and it also means that I'm really good at winning games. And they even let me practice my record live on the air. Listening to this show is like going to a real doctor, but pretty much kind of better. Dr. Game Show rocks.
Listen to Dr. Game Show on Maximum Fun. New episodes every other Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. It's I, John Hodgman of the Judge John Hodgman podcast.
And I, Elliot Kalin of the Flophouse podcast.
And we've made a whole new podcast, a 12-episode special mini-series called iPodius, in which we recap, discuss, and explore the very famous 1976 BBC miniseries about ancient Rome called I, Claudius. We've got incredible guests such as Gillian Jacobs, Paul F. Tompkins, as well as star of I, Claudius, Sir Patrick Stewart, and his son, non-Sir Daniel Stewart.
Don't worry, Dan, you'll get there someday.
I, Claudius is the name of the show. Every week from MaximumFun.org for only 12 weeks. Get them at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist-owned. Audience-supported.
Oh, it's my tracking fob.
What is a tracking fob?
You guys don't have a tracking? It's like,
no.
You know, it just beeps.
No
when you
one
get
has
near
a tracking fob. Wait, what are you it? Tracking?
Hey, whoever you want to find, you get a tracking fob and they.
How does
do
that
beeps.
Work? What do you mean, whoa, whoever you want to find?
I don't know. I don't know the technology. No. I'm just asking.
Wow.
You
a
just
lot of attitude.
Have it?
Wow. Where'd you get it?
Sorry.
You broke Winston.
Oh boy. I'm sorry.
Wait.
It was stupid. It was dumb. Okay. I don't
know.
We're keeping
it.
That.
Yeah.
No,
I it was
I
love very
that. Fun. No, the technology. But
oh. Hello?
Hello?
I didn't know if it was you. C53 knows who's calling because he is connected to the computer.
How many people call in?
I mean, fair point. Probably good guess.
Will you do the the incoming thing? Just because I feel like that's it.
You don't say it after you pick up.
Well, what if I call back but you promise you say it before you pick up?
Before I pick up and then you wouldn't know. Sure, you know what? I'll say it.
Okay. All right.
Hello.
There's no way you had time. I rang once.
I'm pretty sure. I
no.
squeezed it in.
No,
yeah.
You didn't.
Never mind. What's up, man?
Well, what do you mean, what's up? How did the mission... Did you guys transmit the... Why am I talking to you? Where's
I mean,
the captain?
I think the mission went great. I wasn't there. I think the captain might be, like, asleep or meditating or something like that.
Okay.
It was pretty rough. There were a lot of, I don't know, fingers and toes and stuff down there. It was weird.
Norbert, did you hear? Dale's dead.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dale?
And we killed the person who killed him.
Oh, no. Yo. Good.
All right, Norbert, I'll see you later, buddy.